Hi, listeners. Thank you for tuning into the Real Estate Tea, your top source for real estate industry information, news, and fun facts. I am your host, Kenya. So before we get started today, I want to say thank you all for tuning in these past few weeks. I really appreciate it. So over the past few weeks, I've collected some real estate questions from listeners, and I will answer one of those questions today. If you would like to submit a question, please submit all questions to KenyaSellsRealEstate@gmail.com. Again, that's KenyaSellsRealEstate@gmail.com. So let's get into the listener question. But first, listen to this ad about voting. So the listener question for today is, how do I get my house ready to sell? Whoa, there is a lot involved in this question. And because of that, this question will actually take up the entire episode because there are a few moving parts to make the whole. Again, the question is, how do I get my house ready to sell? So let's start off with the walls. What color are your walls? Are they bright yellow and red and bright blue? Well, if they are, let's tone them down a bit, because those walls were your personality, and this could be a deterrent to a potential buyer. Warm and neutral colors like white, light beige, light grays, and even some very light blues and greens are considered neutral colors and allows a potential buyer to envision their family living there. So let's just tone it down a bit. So next with the walls, are there pictures everywhere, especially pictures of your family? This is also a deterrent for buyers. They don't want to see it as your house. If there are pictures of your family everywhere, the potential buyer cannot see anything but you living there and it being your house, and sometimes feel like an intruder in someone else's home, and you want the buyer to feel at home when they are looking at your house. You want the buyer to say, hey, I could live here. But if there are pictures everywhere, the buyer may not be able to envision this. A deep cleaning. Yes, a deep cleaning. You want your home to be as clean as possible. A potential buyer, if it is not an investment property, should walk into your home and think of all the things that needs to be corrected in a positive way. And by positive, I'm thinking of, okay, so maybe we need to replace the cabinets because I don't like the color. Not because I need to replace the cabinets because they don't look like they're fit to use. So this thought process makes the potential buyer think of additional money that will have to be spent, and no one wants to dig into their pockets. A dirty house will be seen as a negative on the list. So give your home a deep cleaning. Shampoo the carpet, shine the hardwood floors, clean the windows, dust, clean the grout in the bathroom. Make sure the tub is very clean. Remove all signs of spider webs and bugs. Any sign of visible dirt, you should try to eliminate it. Next on the list is your personal belongings. Any medicine you have should be locked up before a potential buyer comes to your home. It might seem cumbersome, but it's still your house and you don't want anyone going through your personal belongings. People most often shake the medicine cabinet when touring a home, and you don't want to tempt anyone. Unfortunately, everyone is not on the up and up and you have to protect yourself. Also, if you have any jewelry or valuables, these also need to be locked up for safekeeping. It's just best to be safe than sorry. And while you may think, I would just tell my agent not to allow the buyers to go in this room or that room, the potential buyer will want to view the entire house. And if there are multiple people viewing the home, say a family, it's possible the agent cannot be everywhere at one time. So the saying, it's better to be safe than sorry, is one that should be adhered to in this situation. Pets. If you have pets, either send the pets to a pet daycare during the day or find some way to keep the pet away from the potential buyers. Some buyers have allergies, and this will also be a reason why a potential buyer would not want to purchase your home. Yes, you love pets, but you have to remember different strokes for different folks. Heating and air. You will want to show that your heating and air unit is in working condition. This is simple to accomplish. Just leave the thermostat set at a particular setting and leave on all day. This will easily show that your heating and air unit is at least working. Although a potential buyer will most likely get a home inspection that will fully check out the functionality of the unit. The outside of the home. Now, what is the first part of the home a potential buyer will see? The outside of the home. Of course, and first impressions are a lasting impression. So what do you need to do? Simply cut the grass, and that will make a world of difference. Some landscaping with added flowers and mulch will also give the home some curb appeal. Remove any weeds, especially those weeds peeking through the concrete. If possible, pressure wash the home. This allows the property to look clean and pristine. Now, if you don't think people pay attention to the upkeep of the outside of the home, they do. Remember I'm married to medicine? During an argument, Mariah told Dr. Heavenly to pressure wash her house before she invited any more people over for a party. Mariah said, ain't nobody trying to get sick. So yeah, people may not say it, but they are definitely paying attention to the outside of the home. Also, remove any outside toys or clunky items. Make sure everything is neatly stored. If the front door is not presentable, a quick fix would be to paint the front door in inviting color. Something not too bright, but also something that matches the home. Replace any broken fixtures. Make sure the mailbox is presentable. Sweep the front porch and sidewalks, and make sure a working light bulb is installed in all light fixtures. This episode's important real estate facts comes from the National Association of Realtors. So the first fact is, existing home sales reached the highest level since December 2006. Whoa, I told you the housing market is booming, and this is proof that it is definitely on the up and up. Number two, it takes approximately 22 days for a home to go from listing to a contract in the current housing market. A year ago, it took 31 days. So houses are selling, and not only are they selling, but they're selling faster. Number three, the South or the Southern portion of the United States led all regions in percentage of national sales, accounting for 43.3% of the total, while the Northeast had the smallest share at 12.3%. Everybody is moving down south. The South is booming. Well, that's it for this episode of The Real Estate Tea, your top source for real estate industry news, information, and facts. Don't forget to subscribe if you haven't already done so, and tell everyone you know about The Real Estate Tea. Sharing is caring. Continue to send in those listener questions to KenyaSellsRealEstate@gmail.com. Again, I am your host, Kenya. Have a fantastic day.